podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Yesterday on our show, we were talking about horrible roommate stories, and suddenly we get this Facebook message from, I think her name was Kristen, and she's talking about how she posted online for a roommate, and on the roommate's second night there, the roommate has this big seance with like half a dozen or eight people, and they set the place on fire with a candle.
Whoops. That's not how you do it.
Then in the confusion of that with the fire department there, some of the seance guests stole six or eight of Kristen's DVDs and movies and stuff like that. Anyway, we're talking about that yesterday just briefly about seances and Ouija boards because Chris, our traffic diva, brought up Ouija boards and...
She will not let a Ouija board in her house.
Freaks her out.
She's afraid.
Even if when I said the word, she threw her hands up over her ears.
Did a little squeal.
Right, she did an X.
She did not want to even hear the word. And I don't know, I used to work with somebody who wanted to, she was big into that and wanted me to join her for a seance sometime. And I said, well, you know, I'm like the dude on the X-Files. I want to believe, but I'm not sure that I'm completely on board. Although, if I was sitting somewhere in one of those, Jeremy, and the table started levitating off the floor.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right.
She must be really hot.
That'd be pretty cool. Oh, I get it. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. So, I'm at least open to the idea. And I don't know. Emily, I guess, actually jumped in with both feet.
Yeah, you going to one?
Do you want to come with me next Friday? Because... all of this reminded me of a gal that we work with, and she said that I don't know if seance is the right word. It's kind of like a meetup group, kind of like a practice group for people that want to be mediums, and she went to this session.
That want to be mediums?
Kind of. It's like they have the gift, they possess this ability to communicate with spirits and you know, be a medium, but they're still kind of a novice at it, so they're just kind of flexing their Mama Cleo muscle.
They're an apprentice, kind of, right?
Sure. So she goes to this bookstore and there's about 15 people in the room. She said they turned off the lights. It was just lit by a candle and people were getting messages and she heard some stuff about her. But then she said there's a tapestry there on the wall. And at one point she looked up and, you know, there's all of this kind of energy. She's got goose pimples and she looks up and there's a picture of a sun on this tapestry. And she says that she kind of
as
saw
in
things
S-U-N?
Move. Right. Like in the sky.
Okay.
And she said she kind of saw it move just a bit. It kind of shifted. There was some definite energy going on. And so I said, hell, I want to do this. I want to see the sun who's winking at you.
So where are you doing this?
It's a bookstore in Englewood. And so I'm going next Friday.
Can I go? I kind of want to go to this.
Please come. Please come.
I know I poo-poo a lot of this stuff, but I kind of want to go.
It's 2 hours, and she says that everybody that's there gets a reading. So if nothing else, people will, you know, you'll get some sort of communication.
Am I going to cry?
I hope so.
Jeremy, you know it's not in Littleton, right?
I know.
You have to drive.
I drive through Englewood to get to work, so I know where it's at.
We drive past this place on the way home every single day.
Well, what if we asked Dom in the Morning listeners right now, for their own seance stories.
I
know radio stations
stuff.
Love to do this in October. They always try to do it around Halloween. So we're completely breaking all the rules. We're going to do May seance stories or Ouija board stories. And you want to knock our socks off, you better call us right now.
Right now.
Because we want to hear. Yes, you cannot be all excited to do this and be mocking it at the same time.
Well,
yeah,
unless
Jeremy
unless
can
you're
mock
funny.
It.
Come on.
Only Jeremy can mock it. A lot of seance/Ouija board stuff going on.
Spooky. Every girl listening, every lady, woman, man, child is done a Ouija board at a slumber party sometime in her youth.
I noticed that every single call is a woman, and I guess that doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, dudes don't
it's
do
what
this.
We do.
Dudes don't do. We dudes
I
don't
got
get
time
together.
For that.
Right.
We
you play video
you
games.
You never see a bunch of dudes get together and say, "Hey, man, why don't we break out the Ouija board?"
Yeah, how about I punch you in the throat? Let's play some Call of Duty.
Here's Diana. Hi, Diana.
Good morning.
Well, so what do you say about this?
Oh, I was mid-70s. I was about 12 years old. My girlfriend and I wanted to play with the Ouija board, kind of see what it was all about. So to set the scene real quick, we went into her parents' room, sat on her parents' bed, facing each other with the board between us. We had turned out we'd lit a candle. There was a rotary phone, landline on the nightstand. We turned out the lights, and so we're talking to the Ouija board. little skeptical, but we said, you know, if this it really works, if this is true, then blow out the candle and ring the phone. And at that very second, the candle blew out, the rotary phone rang, we screamed, jumped off the bed, and ran out the room.
Her dad was in the corner calling. Blew out the candle.
Oh my gosh, we were believers after that.
Have you ever done it since then?
No.
No, won't even open the box.
Spooky.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Spirits hate candles.
I'm going to say something that you are just going to make fun of me for, but I really think that Ouija boards, especially like back in the 70s, back when they at the kind of height of their popularity, did have a little more power and connectivity to them than the Parker
70s?
Brothers that you can buy at Target today.
Oh, really?
I really
Why
do.
Is that?
I don't know. I just.
Gosh, they just don't make anything like they used to.
No. I guess
not.
Not even portals to the mystical.
Other worlds.
Other worlds.
Portals were better in the 70s,
Dang,
I guess.
What happened to our portals?
They were
We've
all
got tie
dye.
My lady's
portals.
Got my back on this.
Chris is shaking her head. No. She has no idea.
I'm terrified.
Here's Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
What's your story?
So it was years ago. One of my friends and I, we were playing. We started playing in her bedroom. No big deal. And then we decided we were going to move into a darker room, and we moved into the laundry room.
Okay.
And we were sitting there playing it, and we'd probably been playing like an hour. And all of a sudden, she like jumped off the washing machine, went screaming out of the room, down the driveway. I'm chasing after going, what's going on? What's wrong? And she said that just a face, a red face appeared up behind me.
Whoa. And that red face was folding towels.
Mm-hmm. It's the laundry devil. He's mixing the colors with the whites.
It was a face made of all the socks that have been lost in the dryer.
It was the snuggle bear.
Nicole, we're just having fun. Thank you for your story. Have a great day.
We believe you.
We do. Hi, Marcia. Good morning.
Hey.
So what's the story?
Hey, well, we were bored and we thought it'd be fun to do Bloody Mary and the Ouija board in one evening.
All right. Explain to our listeners what Bloody Mary is.
Bloody Mary is when you go into a dark closet or room and you are to look in the mirror and you say Bloody Mary. I don't remember, like,
it's like four or five times.
It's three times, and she comes out from the mirror.
Yeah. She appears in the mirror.
It works every time.
Who is this Bloody Mary of whom you speak?
I have no idea.
Okay, she's just some woman who
she's
comes
a cutter.
Out of the mirror.
Yeah,
okay.
some weird thing that
so what
know,
happened?
Everybody did. Well, actually, we had bad experience with both. So we were sleeping downstairs, and we saw a nice glow coming from upstairs, which got brighter and brighter and brighter. And looked over and saw my friend with a knife on her chest and just staring at the ceiling. So after the satanic thing we had with the Ouija board, we just...
You completely lost her.
Yeah, why did she have a knife on her chest?
Yeah, who was the friend with a knife? Where did that come from?
Well, I don't know. We were all just laying there sleeping, and we saw the glow and looked over, and she's laying there with a knife on her chest, just stared at the ceiling. And
okay. Was she making
had
a sandwich?
Had a bad experience with the Ouija board earlier where...
That was enough for you, right? The glow.
Yeah,
maybe the glow is like your dad upstairs watching Letterman or something.
Smoking a stogie, watching you girls sleep.
Marcia, thank you for your call, and thank you for your story. Who's next?
I wouldn't be friends with that girl with the knife.
Are we going to Hannah next?
Sure.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
So what happened?
So it was a few years ago, and I was taking an art class, and a couple of us decided to turn off the light in the bathroom, and we also did the Bloody Mary thing. So we said it three times in the mirror, and then all of a sudden this shoe fell off the wall, and this really creepy horse art piece also had fallen off the wall.
What? Why was there a shoe on the wall?
It was art.
It was an art piece. It was like a weird art thing. I don't know.
This guy named Art appeared.
He ran out screaming. It was really scary.
Hey, I'm Art.
See, that timing could be more than just coincidence, Testa.
You know, that saying Bloody Mary three times reminds me of saying Beetlejuice three times,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right. Yep. Where do you think Beetlejuice got it from?
Hannah, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. And it's a guy! Hello, Jim.
What's your deal?
Hey.
Hey. Guys, don't do this.
I got a
I got a Ouija board story for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw it, I think it was on Brain Games this last season.
Yeah.
They brought a group together, the four of them, and they moved it around, and people, they were all freaked out because of, it was going right to where it was looked like they were consciously dead. Then they had them do it blindfolded, and it was nothing but gibberish, proving that in the first place, they weren't contacting anyone because they were blindfolded.
Hey.
Somebody was spelling it out.
We are not taking any naysayers on this show. And besides, I'll tell you something else, Jim. It could be that the spirits are seeing through your eyes. So if you blindfold yourself, spirits can't see either.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Well said.
Thank you. I am not going to allow Jim on this show to shoot down our fun.
I saw on a TV show one time.
You want to come with me to the seance on Friday?
I kind of do. I'm afraid I'm going to be out of town, but maybe I'll contact you from out of town. Know what I mean?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.